Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Roby with our call to worship. As we enter your presence, Lord, our hearts are filled with praise and worship to you.
We invite you, Lord, to be in this meeting place with us. We invite you, Lord, to be in our hearts. Make yourself at home. We're going to be here for a while. You are welcome. Let us honor you with praise. We invite you, Lord, to be in this meeting place with us. We invite you, Lord, to be in our hearts. Make yourself at home. We're going to be here for a while. You are welcome. Let us honor you with praise. We are here.
Father, God, we lift our thoughts, our hearts, and our hands in praise to you. Thank you for the opportunity to worship you as we consider who you are, as described in the pages of your word, and in our life experiences. We can do no less than to praise and worship you. Lord God, you know full well how our minds are distracted by the things of this world, national events, and circumstances around our lives. May your Spirit guard our hearts right now so that we can meditate upon only you. Your love for us and patience is just plain overwhelming, Lord. You've blessed us with all our needs, and we thank you for that. And now, Lord, during this time of worship and praise to you, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing to you, O Lord, our Rock and our Redeemer. Amen.
Hallelujah.
You are listening to Call to Worship. Call to Worship is a listener-supported ministry that includes several outreaches. This weekly radio broadcast reaches audiences across the United States. A new addition to the Call to Worship ministries is Christian Oldies, the early days of contemporary Christian music from the Jesus music era through the early 80s are songs that still minister to hearts today. The Christian Oldies radio program was first broadcast back in 2004, and now the music of Christian Oldies is available to you online 24/7. Folks, we really appreciate your encouraging letters, your generosity, and faithful support. Your tax-deductible donation can be mailed to us at Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Once again, that's Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Thank you for joining us for this time of worship and praise today.
By Satan's manifested scheme, and you feel the urge within you to submit to earthly fears. Don't let the faith you're standing in seem to disappear.
Praise the Lord. He can work through those who praise Him. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Powerless, he hides you when you
invite you to think about the reasons that you praise God and all the things you are thankful for. praise, and worship. These concepts go together like white on rice, or seasoning, salt and pepper. Breathing, to inhale and exhale. And the pages of Scripture are filled with examples, descriptions, and instructions regarding both praise to God and worship of God. Here are just a few reminders of the place of praise and worship in our lives. Think about praise and thanksgiving. We praise God for who He is. Psalm 150. Praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty heavens. Praise Him for His mighty deeds. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with trumpet sound. Praise Him with the lute and harp. Praise Him with tambourine and dance. Praise Him with strings and pipe. Praise Him with sounding cymbals. Praise Him with loud clashing cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We praise Him for His attributes. Psalm 111. Praise the Lord. I will thank the Lord with all my heart as I meet with His godly people. How amazing are the deeds of the Lord. All who delight in Him should ponder them. Everything He does reveals His glory and majesty. His righteousness never fails. He causes us to remember His wonderful works. How gracious and merciful is our Lord. He gives food to those who fear Him. He always remembers His covenant. He has shown His great power to His people by giving them the lands of other nations. All He does is just and good, and all His commandments are trustworthy. They are forever true, to be obeyed faithfully with integrity. He has paid a full ransom for His people. He has guaranteed His covenant with them forever. What a holy, awe-inspiring name He has! Fear of the Lord is the foundation of true wisdom. All who obey His commandments will grow in wisdom. Praise Him forever. We praise and thank Him for the relationship He has with us and us with Him. Psalm 100, a psalm for giving thanks. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into His presence with singing. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us, and we are His. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him. Bless His name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and His faithfulness to all generations. And we are to worship God. As Moses climbed Mount Sinai, then the Lord came down in a cloud and stood there with him, and He called out His own name, Yahweh. The Lord passed in front of Moses, calling out, Yahweh, the Lord, the God of compassion and mercy. I am slow to anger and filled with unfailing love and faithfulness. I lavish unfailing love to 1,000 generations. I forgive iniquity, rebellion, and sin, but I do not excuse the guilty. I lay the sins of the parents upon their children and grandchildren. The entire family is affected, even children in the third and fourth generations. Moses immediately threw himself to the ground and worshiped. God alone is worthy of our worship. Look first at the temptation of Christ in Matthew 4. Next, the devil took Him to the peak of a very high mountain and showed Him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. I will give it all to you, He said, if you will kneel down and worship Me. Get out of here, Satan, Jesus told him, for the Scriptures say you must worship the Lord your God and serve Him only. Mark 12. Jesus replied, the most important commandment is this. Listen, O Israel, the Lord our God is the one and only Lord, and you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. One of the ways we worship God is with our offerings. 2 Chronicles 29. My sons, do not neglect your duties any longer. The Lord has chosen you to stand in His presence, to minister to Him, and to lead the people in worship and present offerings to Him. Our attitudes and actions accompanying our praise and worship include bowing prostrate, and raising our hands, and in prayer, and of course, singing and making melody in our hearts. Praising and worshiping God is the absolute most important investment that we can make with the time and abilities He blesses us with.
Of the Lord, for the glory of the Lord. rejoicing for the glory of the Lord, for the glory of the Lord. For the
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song, as we have focused upon praise and worship. Our heart's desire is that this time is an important part of your worship each week. Please invest a few moments to write to us. We'd love to hear from you. Our address is Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Once again, that is Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. God loves you. He has loved you before He created the universe, and He will always love and care for you unconditionally. John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, so that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Romans 10:9. If you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. Friends, Call to Worship is a listener-supported ministry. Your prayers and faithful giving are vital to keeping us on the air. If you've been blessed by today's program, please visit us online at calltoworship.us. You can contact us through our website, and when you're led to help support the Call to Worship Ministries, you can make your tax-deductible donation on our website safely and securely right there. That's calltoworship.us. And until we answer the call to worship once again, from Psalm 100, "Shout with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him singing with joy. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving. Go into His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name."
Christ Jesus, it is He. Lord Sabaoth, His name, from age to age the same.
And He must win the battle.